What's up, everybody? And welcome back to the Skink Skanks podcast. I am Hanwich.
And I am Manhams.
And today we are talking about episode 491 of Legion of Skanks. So exciting.
Ooh, the trial of the century.
And boy, was it.
The guests were Ari Shaffir, Shane Gillis, and Gavel McGraw.
That was another thing I was gonna say. We can't say his name because he wasn't there. It was Gavel McGraw was there.
Even though they said it about a million times, but yeah. People on Twitter got mad at me for writing his name on my notes.
I know.
I'm a woman of the people, so you know.
Yeah, we're people pleasers here at Skanks Skanks Podcast.
That's what we do.
Actually, pretty sure everyone hates us, but it's fine. This was a good one. It was exciting. That's for fucking sure.
It was dramatic.
There was the drama. They fucking brought the drama this evening. They started out, well, actually, I don't even know that they really brought attention to it, but not everyone, but a lot of people were in costume because this is their Halloween special episode. And Lewis was Bane. Dave was the Riddler. Ari was a dreidel. Just so funny to me. What the fuck was the Penguin?
Yeah, I thought he was just like a magician or something. I was so confused. I thought his cigarette holder was a wand.
I did too. I literally wrote down Jay was a magician because I thought he was a magician.
It wasn't clear, Jason. So
it
sorry.
Didn't. I know nothing about. Is that Batman or all those Batman characters?
Yes.
Okay. Also, Joker, Batman, like all that's the same shit to me because I don't give a fuck about any of that. So I assume someone would be like, "No, that's from the Joker," or "Fuck off, it's all Batman." But yeah, I don't even know who the Penguin is. But whenever I had no idea, I didn't understand the correlation between the until when Jay kept dropping everything because he actually had the fingers in his gloves and that just rendered him useless, as Gavel McGraw said. Somebody said something about he was the Penguin, and then they were like, "You well, take them off, take your gloves off if it's a problem." And he was like, "I thought we were doing a thing here." And then I was like, "What thing are they doing? It's just costumes." And then I realized that
it's all the same universe.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother thing that don't get me started, because that doesn't make any fucking sense to me. The different universes and comics and shit.
It was pretty cool because I saw at least on Instagram, because I don't think we saw Alex in this episode, but on Instagram I saw pictures from that night and Alex was dressed as Robin.
She was such a cute little Robin.
I know. Bobby was dressed as Batman, and Becky was Harley Quinn. It's all Batman cute characters.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I liked it.
I got it afterwards. I understood, but like I said, I've never seen a Batman movie.
Wow,
not a one, because I don't fucking care. I don't think I've, other than Spider-Man, and I mean like the Amazing Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, and like Spider-Man 2, I think is the last one, or maybe 3. I don't remember, but that's the most of superhero movies that I've seen. And I guess I saw Deadpool. Is he a superhero?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he?
Yeah, but that one is... That is Marvel, because he's related to the X-Men.
Isn't Spider-Man Marvel, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to anybody who gives a shit about that. I don't know anything about it.
The only like the older Batman movies, I think the only one that I remember is the one with fuck, never mind. There was Penguin in it, but it was I forgot who played him, and if I say what I think
it is, Penguin,
it's probably Batman? Gonna be wrong. Penguin.
Oh, okay.
And everyone's gonna make fun of me, so I don't want to.
It was big it was Big Jason, that's who played the Penguin.
But I watched the show Gotham for a few seasons, and I loved the Penguin character on there. I didn't like the show, but I love the guy who played Penguin. I don't know why. I just love that.
I've never seen Gotham, but I've seen like it advertised on Netflix, maybe. Is that what it was on? Or whatever, yeah. Wherever, Hulu, wherever. I never one time did it occur to me that that had anything to do with Batman.
Oh, Gotham. Batman is in Gotham City.
I've never seen a Batman cartoon. I've never read a Batman comic. I've never seen a Batman movie. But I guess I do know that he like Gotham City. I do know that that's a thing, but it never even clicked to me that that show was about Batman or Batman universe or whatever.
Oh my gosh. But Jay's costume was cracking me up because I didn't know who he was until they said Penguin, and I was like, oh, I thought he was a magician. But those gloves, it was so funny that I was throwing him off.
So funny.
He had full fingered gloves for a full figured fella.
Was that it? Was that the thing? Was it. She warned me that she had something cooking. Full finger, what was it? Full fingered gloves for a full figured fella.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Ever since I got new teeth, F's are really hard to say. F's and S's, they get me. Oh no, do I have a lisp?
Yeah, kind of.
Fuck. I said before I got teeth, somebody said something that it was going to change my voice and I was going to sound like Rich Voss. And I was like, I will stop. I said something about I'd stop talking forever if I did. Do I sound like Rich Voss?
Kind of.
This is the last episode of the Skank Saints podcast. Nobody's been honest with me and told me that I have a lisp because I have I just heard that, but I have asked multiple people and everyone has lied to me except you. So you all fucking suck. Alex rules. Eat my ass.
That's well, now end. I expect you to be honest with me about my bangs.
I think they're cute. Okay, especially now. They're cuter now than they were last week, but they were still cute last week. They're growing a little. I think they're cute.
I'm working on the training process and everything. So.
It's a process. You guys don't even understand that we just talked for an hour before this started about hair. We said we were going to get all the hair talk out of the way.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't mind it. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so then the fucking band that was playing inside, what the fuck was that about? I never heard it. I couldn't hear it on the stream.
No, yeah, so, you can't hear it at home.
Yeah, so everybody at home just thinks you're freaking out about nothing. Yeah. Because we can't
as
hear
usual.
It. As usual.
The garbage trucks we could hear, but most things that they point out, it's like, at home, there's like 10 people there live. Mm-hmm. At home, we have no idea what you're talking about.
There's like 10 people.
The thousands of people who are just watching it from their homes can't hear it.
Yeah, so fuck those 10 people. They don't matter. I'm just kidding.
I'm not picking on them by saying there's 10 people. I'm because they can't have very many people.
Yeah, at Seth Simons, you fucking sex pest ass bitch. Worry about your fucking self, okay?
Well, before all that, I was gonna say that like the whole Skank Court intro that they did was pretty funny. I mean, they kind of fucked it up on the live stream, but Soder did the voiceover thing for it. It was great. Stupid, you're muted. Oh no. Can you? Am I okay for you on your end?
You just got weird.
Okay, because my computer just said my internet connection is unstable.
Oh, should we pause or is it fine now?
I think it's okay. It shows a good signal.
You're fine now.
Okay.
I hear you fine okay.
But I couldn't hear what you were saying about when I mentioned the intro. I couldn't hear you.
I was getting, I don't remember what I started to say, but whenever I heard it the first time, I was so confused because I thought Soder was there. I was like, and then when Soder was never there, I was like, who the fuck said that then? If that wasn't Dan Soder, but I was like, that was Dan Soder. I know that was Dan Soder. But then whenever he introduced Beezer later, I was like, was it him? He has a deep voice. And then I was like, when I watched it for the third time, I was like, that is Daniel Soder.
Yeah, he just pre-recorded it.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
It didn't make sense to my fucking brain. I couldn't put it, it wouldn't work for me. But that it was him.
Those stupid little doors that they had taped up all shittily. I just loved it. It was cute.
I'm so confused about the doors. I saw the pumpkins. And then I saw the thing that they put on it or after the pumpkins, but I was like, I guess I don't recall what's really there most of the time. Is there not a door there?
No. But when everyone was walking out, they just had like those two of those things that they put behind Sal. They had two of them just like taped up to stuff for them to walk through. Like, did you ever watch those court shows?
Yes.
Okay, it was supposed to be like that. Like, they have the voiceover introducing them and explaining all of their dumb drama.
Yeah.
Like, she claims that he stole 5 CDs from her apartment.
I used to watch Judge Jeanine Pirro every single day after school and then take a nap. Oh, she was my fucking lady. But yeah, so I missed the doors, and I was even paying attention. I was so confused by that. I was like, where's the doors? And it was right there. Because I thought they were just real doors.
No, you could see, like, I didn't notice it the first time, but then when I watched it later, like, you could see, like, the tape holding them up. It was so bad. I loved it.
I love shitty things like that.
Me too. Like, you're kind of trying, but like also I know you don't really give a fuck,
right?
It's like us.
Yeah, we're gonna, yeah. we yeah. I'm having a stroke, it's fine. They had the jury there, and it was like 12 comedians, and they were, I think they were all dressed up, most of them at least. And Jay was like, you could tell he was waiting. He started to talk about him, and I think he was waiting for Lewis to name off everybody, even though Jay did it. But then they were like, all right, Jay, name them. Who are these people? And he went through, and then when he got to Column, and he said, Column, what did he say? Column Terrell.
Terrell, yeah.
And then he was like, Lewis had to point out, Jay asked me who two of these people were or who their names or whatever. And then he was like, yeah, Colin Terrell. He just kept saying it, and they were trying to give it to him. But then Lewis was like, you're just saying it wrong. Stop saying it.
Well, you know what? Because everyone, I feel like everyone calls him Colin Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how he pronounces it, with his Irish accent, and I've tried so hard to pay attention to exactly how he pronounces it so that I can say it right, because I love and respect him. Yes. But it's hard.
It's he's like, highly respected here at the Skanks Kings podcast.
It's like Tyrell.
Tyrell. See, that's what, yes. And then every time I hear somebody say it, it's different. So I never, I'm like, which one is it? He says Tyrell, but is that just because he has an accent or is that just the way it is?
Well, it's an Irish name and he has an Irish accent. So he's probably saying it and it's his name.
Well, this is America. It's Tyrell now.
Okay. And my neighbor is Joe's.
Yeah. Joe's and Jesus and other names.
Manuel.
Oh, I was trying to think of more, but I couldn't. Those are the three. Those are it. That's it. That's all their names ever.
Yeah.
Well, then they introduced Judge Gavin DeGraw. Gavel DeGraw.
Gavel. I keep wanting to say Gavin DeGraw and Gavel McGinnis.
I love him. He's so good. He's just such a
Gavin sweet McGinnis or
no
Gavel McGraw.
Gavel McGraw.
Okay.
And I also love his like seventh cousin Sal. He's great. He's yeah. such a sweet little baby.
Crazy they look so similar. Not familiar, similar.
They do. They look very similar for being so far distant cousins.
Yeah.
It's sad that he couldn't be there. Do you have anything before they go over the Wheel of Punishments?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
So, because Ari had yet to see, supposedly, even though, his name, I don't know his full Twitter handle. I should have prepared, but I mean, we don't do that here. It's like AXYs or something like that.
Oh, he, AXYs? That's how I say it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
AXYs one, I think.
He, or I'm assuming it's a he, I don't know. I assume everyone on the internet is a man. they posted a picture on Instagram, I do believe, and said, I wonder if Ari Shaffir, like tagged Ari or President Shaffir is okay with this or something. Brought it, and I know that Ari saw it then, because it was at least the Skeptic Tank Instagram,
yeah.
And he said we agreed to nothing or something like yeah. that, which still which is because he had posted screenshots of it or something, which I just want to throw out points out that Ari was lying about never seeing it, because I know if we all know for a fact that he saw it on that Instagram post, so lie again, you Jew bitch. Yeah, so he said he'd never seen the punishment wheel. And so he was given four vetoes, and I think he only used two of them though, didn't he? And then
yeah.
they gave him spin again options, which, and he vetoed to get a tattoo of Kobe, which is so weird to me that he said no to that. Which,
well, whatever. The dreidel is not a fan of Kobe.
He is not a fan of Kobe. He was actually the dreidel, not Ari Shaffir. The dreidel was quite happy that he is dead.
Yeah.
And gay sex, which I'm not surprised that he vetoed that. But then part of me was like, I'm kind of surprised that he vetoed that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wonder if Lewis, just leading up to this, was like, I hope he vetoes that. I hope he vetoes that. I hope he vetoes that. Because
I hope he hoped that he vetoed that.
And also, speaking of Lewis, I guess I'll talk about him for a second. I was, like, extremely proud of his behavior this night. He was so, like, chill. He wasn't yelling over everybody. He was, like, just sitting there listening, paying attention. He wasn't, like, normal drunk Lewis. He was like a chill drunk Lewis for the most part.
Well, he was on trial, and as someone said in this, men's assholes were on the line.
Men's assholes were on the line. I did take note of that too. But so good job, Luis J. Gomez. We'll respect you here at Skank Skanks Podcast. We won't call you Luis Gomez like the dreidel was all night. Straight up disrespect.
Everyone was talking about some dude named Luis Gomez.
So even if Luis Gomez was found guilty, Luis J. Gomez would have
innocent
walked away.
Yeah, innocent, sweet baby angel. Mm-hmm. Never did anything wrong to anyone.
Never once. So I don't know if we're going to talk about this yet, but my next thing was the first clue, because we have watched this 3 times. We apparently not close enough to notice that those were fake doors, but but because I was looking for specific things this 3rd time that we watched it, and we have some, I don't know, what should we call it? Breaking news? Is this breaking news?
Major developments.
Major developments in the assassination, I guess, of President Ari Shaffir.
Yes.
The first of which I have written down was that in the beginning, Shane and Ari switched seats. Ari demanded that Shane switch him seats.
Yep.
And then when questioned about why they were switching seats, I believe Shane said, we're up to things.
Yeah, I think he said, we're planning things.
Yeah. So we're keeping an eye on you, fucking mayhem.
That's the first bit, the first clue, first bit of foreshadowing.
Yes, into the assassination. Ari said something, and he said it multiple times, and this, I don't understand what this was about, why he said this. Maybe you know, and maybe you don't, but he mentioned that he recently adopted a little girl. One time he said he adopted a little girl, one time he said he adopted a woman.
Can I just say it's adopted?
What did I say?
He just said adopt a million times.
He adopt a woman.
That's not.
I swear I know that. Can I blame it on my lisp?
Sure.
Oh my gosh. So he adopted a woman and a little girl. But I don't understand what that was about, why he said that. I know for a thing later, but
he's fucking weird. I don't know.
But just the fact that he brought it up out of nowhere, like it was, I don't know, when he said it, I when he said it the very first time when I watched it, I was like, what is that? Is he gonna do something else later with that? What the fuck's going on here? So Ari Shaffir, President Shaffir, I know you listen. Explain to me.
Maybe he's just dating a young lady, not a teenager, but like early 20s, and just like having to like father her because she's young and dumb.
Who the fuck? Yeah, for maybe that's it. When they were going on about talking about the different punishments, there was a lot of cum related punishments, and Shane at one point goes, why is it always this?
Like, I know. What? I knew.
And at one point in this, Shane says, I'm not doing any of that, and I just, whenever I heard that, I was like, I fucking told you people. I knew he wouldn't do that. I had faith in Ari that Ari would do some, but I knew Shane wasn't going to do that. This motherfucker can't even dress up for Halloween because he's too cool.
Yeah, he has to be cool.
Yeah, that's one of my complaints with Shane Gillis. Live a little, you fucking bitch.
I'm not saying that he was like bad in this episode. He was funny he was hilarious. But in this episode, I really started to be like, Shane's kind of a douche.
He's like that douchey jock guy.
That just thinks he's cooler than everyone else. You've been telling me this whole time.
I've been trying to tell you.
The glass finally shattered in my fucking weird head that I had like this image of Shane and it's gone.
There was parts where he was being like, and I know drunk Shane is always a bully, and that's like his thing. He's the young bull. He's a bully. We all know that. And it's funny a lot of the time. And I'm not saying he wasn't funny in this episode. He was, but he is a fucking bully. And when he was being mean to Gavel DeGraw, I was like, how dare you?
I know.
Like, whenever the one episode, well, the dosing episode, that whenever Dave Attell was on and he said something like, I don't remember what it was. He said something to Dave Attell. And then I was like, what the fuck? Who does Shane think he is?
I know.
Who do you think you are, motherfucker?
Just because your head is literally physically huge doesn't mean you need to have a metaphorically giant head.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking chill.
For real. And then, like, whenever he was talking about, oh, he was like, I finally drank myself to liking this episode or enjoying this episode or whatever.
I know. And he was being such a, like, a
mean man.
And he just looked miserable in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't want to be there. He was like,
yeah.
Just fucking Legion of Skanks made you.
Exactly.
Drop the fucking attitude.
Grumpy
Show
Gillis.
Some respect.
Put some fucking respect on Legion's gangs.
Maybe it's because Lewis was like relaxed in this and he wasn't going back at Shane that I noticed it more, or that it came off differently, because it didn't seem so much as like a fun bit. It was like, oh, he's really just being a dick.
Yeah. And then at one point, this is like way down the line, like during questioning sometime, but at one point Dave said, that's irrelevant. And then Shane goes, you're irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And then, which that's not that bad. But then Dave came back with, as of a year ago, so are you, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And Shane didn't even look at Dave. He was looking down at the paper and he said, Dave, don't get your head chopped off or cut off or something like that. And I was just like, you're going to come for a little baby Dave now?
Oh my God. And more of Shane talking about killing people.
Yeah. So there's that. That subject was brought up an awful lot.
One of my notes is just Jay cried.
I have that on here too a couple of times where this is Jay cried. I started a tally because in my head, Lewis, when they were going over the punishment wheel, Lewis said, oh, it's only a 1 in 24 chance. He said that so many times in my head. And so then I was like, I'm going to take a tally of that. And he only said it like 3 times. And so then I was like, oh, I should have been tallying every time that somebody mentioned Jay crying. That's what I should have done. Whenever Jay was introducing Beezer as the bailiff, he was like, it was right after they, for some reason, they talked about child rape, and I don't remember why they talked about child rape, but Beezer was like, don't introduce me after child rape.
Poor guy. He was like shunned off away from Gavel.
Ooh, yeah,
it's hard to say.
It's so hard to say. Yeah, he didn't. Judge Gavel didn't want him around.
Oh, that kind of hurt my feelings.
Like, I know.
Poor
I was
Beezer.
I was confused as to. And at one point, Beezer walked over to swear somebody in. I don't remember who. And Gavel DeGraw put his mask on when Beezer walked over there.
No, I noticed that. Like, why do you think Beezer is like this dirty?
Of everybody there, Beezer's the one you're worried about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've only like seen him. I saw him once. He opened for Shane when I saw Shane, or not open, but he was hosting. But I don't know. I'm not on that spectrum of comedy of all of them over there. But I don't know. Is he like an anti-masker and like?
He was wearing a mask.
That's what I thought, but I didn't know if it was just because it was the rules. But I don't know. I don't understand why the judge, I'm just calling him the judge from now on. I don't understand why the judge like had such a problem with him, but Shane was up there and had no mask on and he was fine with it. Jay was, I mean, everybody was up there and with no mask.
And yeah, it was weird.
What's that about?
What was that? That made me so uncomfortable.
I was like, does he just hate him? Does he just think Beezer's a dirty bitch or what?
Yeah. What the fuck?
What the fuck? And then there was the debate of call him Tyrell. What would
Tyrell?
Tyrell. Okay. Call him Tyrell. I'm just calling him call him. Calling him Column was really hard to say.
Ollie.
They were trying to decide if he was a black guy in costume or if he was a hippie.
When I first saw him, I thought he was just dressed as a black man. I definitely thought that. And then they said he was a hippie. Then I noticed he was wearing like a peace sign thing on it. And I was like, if he was being a black man, it probably would have been one of those like,
like Africa a fist
thing. Oh. Or a fist.
A gun.
Giant clock.
Flavor Flav, it's fine. That was just Flavor Flav. And later on, whenever Shane started doing, because they kept bringing up Column after that, because it was just funny. And when they were talking about him, Shane's Irish impression, those were cracking me up. I was like, okay, we're going to be funny. We're not going to be an asshole now.
Mm-hmm.
And he called him, what did he call him? Jimmy O. Hendrix.
Yeah.
Next I just have like it goes into the opening statements of the trial. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Well, I also just a general note, nothing specific, but it's another episode where like Dave got to really shine, and yeah. I'm always excited when Dave talks a lot. I don't like, I know we shit on him all the time and make fun of him for not talking, but when he does, he's so funny. And I love when he's like involved.
Yes.
And he seems
I
to
love
really
it.
Care about it for once, because he was like, this is why we should have sent the punishments to Ari earlier, because now it's going to take all this time. And he's like thinking about like the production of the show and everything.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then another thing about Dave was there was one point, it was in the midst of the chaos, whenever Ari and Shane were chaotic as, I guess, mayhem, Dave was like, put the camera back on me so you can see how relaxed this side is. And he's like, had his feet up and was like, laid back chilling. I was like, I love that. I love whenever Dave is like having a good time.
Yeah.
Best episodes of Legion of Skanks are when Dave's like having a good time.
Yeah. And he was cracking me up too when he was like, they said, you can't do that or something. And he's like, this is how trial works, tort law.
Yes. Yes. When he straight called him tort law, it made me laugh so hard. But so Ari started the opening statement, and I wrote down some of his like main points. I didn't write down all of it because a lot of his shit was just legal garbage that nobody fucking knows what he was talking about. He brought up that Lewis had just went on vacation for some reason. whenever he was reading his, because he said that he was going to wing it, but then came fucking stacked with papers prepared.
Very prepared.
He like, he was like, oh, I'm just gonna skip that. And Shane was like, what is that? Why'd you skip that? And the whole party skipped was just him throwing Shane under the bus. it was, allegedly, I don't know, I didn't see it. But, and then Shane was like, wait, I saw my name. And then he was like, you're gonna throw me under the bus.
Well, I think Shane read what he said.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't know why I threw that out there, because I don't remember what he said about it.
My notes were, skips the part where he was going to throw Shane under the bus, and then the note directly after that says, and then he does, LOL. Because then he, because Ari did say, it's coming, whenever he was like, were you going to throw me under the bus, or whatever. Then he brings up the whole tort thing, which all I wrote was quotations, tort. Because I don't know any of that, what he was talking about. It's not important to me. he says that Lewis should be, I guess this might be what the tort law is, maybe, I don't know. He was saying that Lewis was at fault because he didn't keep the premises safe when he brought the acid.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, of course, continues to call him Luis Gomez the entire time.
Yes.
So Dave's opening statement was, he, first of all, put a whole fucking stop to the tort law, because this is a criminal case. This is not a civil case, which tort law applies to. So everything Ari said, out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, because this is a criminal case. Oh my gosh.
Just destroyed Ari's entire opening statement. His whole standing in the whole trial was gone.
He said that Lewis was garbage, but he did nothing wrong, because this is the trial of who dosed Jay, not who brought the LSD to Legion of Skanks.
Yes.
Lewis is guilty, but not of this.
Yes. Lewis is guilty of attempted dosing. Ari.
And then Dave even admits at this point, I think this changes later, but that Shane was coerced into the dosing of Big J. Coerced into being involved, I should say. And then he brings out his exhibits. And exhibit A was the video of the dosing happening. And it shows the drink arriving. It's sitting on the table for like 30 minutes. How did Jay not realize he's drinking this hot ass beer is where I'm questioning, because he drank it, sat in front of Ari for like 30 minutes or something at first. Ari was fake taking sips, which he was kind of good at, by the way. I didn't notice it either. Whoever broke down that video and like added all the things to it that were added, like, that was top notch. Good job.
Well, like, at some point Dave said something about, it's in the email that Harrington sent to you. So I don't know if it was Harrington or if, I don't know.
But I don't know, because I know that, I don't know if it's necessarily that video, but I know a video where it was pretty broken down was going around Reddit at the, like, pretty soon after it happened. So I don't know if they got it off there, or if one of the producers made it, or Harrington, or, I mean, he's a producer, but whatever, I don't know. But so in that video, it clearly shows, like, the beer sitting there for like 30 minutes, Ari fake sipping it, and then moving it in front of Shane moving it in front of Jay. And then it said like 45 minutes later, Jay drank it. And so it's like, that had been sitting out for that long, and you're already drinking, it doesn't matter that the beer is warm, but.
But they showed in the video, it said that what Shane was moving was Jay's full beer that he already had there.
Yeah.
So he already had a full beer sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you would expect your beer that you already had there to be warm as well.
Yeah, I guess. But Who drinks warm beer? I mean, like I said, I guess if you're already drinking and stuff, what does it matter? Beer is beer at that point.
But if also, you're... some of us will just drink anything that you put in front of us.
True.
You're gonna waste alcohol, Hannah? What the fuck?
I am a wasteful bitch. If I don't like something, I'm like, I don't, I'm not drinking this. Okay, so I also wanted to point out in that clip, Exhibit A, and it, this wasn't brought up on Legion of Skanks or anything. They said whoever made that clip, it says Ari made Jay stand up to distract him or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you watch that clip, I wish I would have thought about this and had it pulled up or whatever, but if you watch that clip, Shane actually says stand up, and then Ari says, yeah, stand up, and Ari keeps at him about standing up, but Shane's actually the one that says stand up first, at least really? In that clip. Yeah, at least in that clip.
I thought I heard Ari say it and then Shane say, yeah, stand up, and then they both just
maybe. I'm so like, yeah. I don't know, maybe. But I'm pretty sure that it was Shane that said it first, and then Ari was like, because then Ari turns around, pointed over there, and was like, yeah, go stand over there. And then it was like, everybody was like, yeah, go stand or whatever. So, but regardless, they're both fucking rat bastards.
Yeah, because like Shane was like looking away and like Ari was saying, no, he's looking and like telling him when he could do it.
Yeah. And then Shane at one point I think said I got it or I got this or something like that, and he was watching him in the, because that screen's in front of him so he could see behind him from looking at the mm-hmm. screen. And then of course he does the I'm sorry thing, which we all noticed, and which was Dave pointed out, which was an admission of guilt. Mm-hmm. So then what was exhibit, where did am I, exhibit A. But before I go to that, whenever they showed that clip, it's so funny because they point out when Lewis notices that Ari has the drink and Lewis is over there like hiding, like trying not to smile, and I wrote on here Lewis can't act.
He can't act, and like you can see when he's lying.
Yeah,
it's like, how have you cheated on all of your girlfriends? Like, how do they not know instantly? You are that so bad understand. At lying.
So bad. So bad at lying. So then, where I know I wrote down more things about the exhibits.
All I wrote down was, please play exhibit D.
But yeah, so then they played, I guess maybe it was later that they played the other videos, because I know I wrote it down but I don't see it right here. So I guess now they start bringing people up to the stand. Which, or bring, what is it, he's on the stand.
Yeah.
They're on the stand at the stand. Mm-hmm. And Ari was first, and Dave asked him the first question. I think the first one I wrote down. I didn't write down all the questions, but he asked Ari if he had ever dosed a friend before. And Ari just straight up said no. Or I guess he said, is this the first time you've ever dosed a friend? And Ari said yes. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like, because we all know Ari dosed Bert.
Yeah.
And then Ari goes into this big fucking thing about how that was all fake and like, they did it just so Bert could make money. It just lied. And he swore on a fucking a Joe Rogan special.
They seriously made Alex transcribe. Have you ever transcribed something? Do you know how much work that is?
I tried to... The transmission basket clip that you made, I tried to transcribe that, and I was gonna put like how, you know how all the comedians like they post their clips with the words on the screen. I was mm-hmm. doing that, and I was like 2 minutes into it, and I was like, I'm not doing this. This is too much work. I can't do this, so I didn't. But and that was just 2 minutes. I can only imagine a full special. I would have been like, surely this is transcribed somewhere on the internet, right?
When I was a teenager, I was thinking about going into medical transcription as a job, and I just transcribing shit is such a pain in the ass. You have no idea. It's terrible. And then poor fucking Alex.
Poor Alex.
That probably took forever. Or I'm retarded and she just.
But so then next is they do the next. They never did an exhibit B, but exhibit C was the a clip from Joe Rogan's podcast. The clip where it's Ari, Bert, Tom, and Joe Rogan. I don't know, the way I said that made it sound like they're all married. They all have the last name Rogan. But where Ari's like laughing and telling everybody like that he did this, and Bert, you could tell on Bert's face that he's upset about it. Tom's fucking pissed. I understand Bert being upset about it, obviously. And then whenever Tom got mad, it's like, because of their best friends, and you don't do that to your friends. I was like, that's so cute how mad people were at Ari for that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're such good friends. My friends better be mad that if somebody doses me.
Plus it's Bert.
Yeah. Of all people, you're going to dose Bert. Yeah. He's like a little retarded guy. You don't
know, yeah. He's so dumb and so sweet. He's so naive and so sweet. Like,
you're just describing me.
Yeah.
Like somebody dosing me.
Yes.
Oh, poor thing. That's the, oh, you poor little baby. And Shane was, so they accidentally played the wrong clip at some point, and they were trying to play the clip of Bert talking about being dosed. And I think that was the one he was talking to Shane, right? In that podcast.
Yeah.
And Shane was like, if I'm, because then they played Shane's part first on accident. Mm-hmm. And Shane was like, I was really hungover and feeling gay, and I was just acting really gay. And it's like, drunk feelings are like that, but our hungover feelings are, maybe I've just never been hungover enough to be like acting different, other than I've woken up still drunk before, for sure. But you know what I mean? Like,
no. When I was drinking, I was happy as could be. And then when you come down from that, it's just like, it's depression and bullshit. Yeah. And that's when you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Emotionally. Cool. When I'm drunk, I'm happy. So happy. That's why I drank so much, because, you know, life sucks. So why not just make yourself happy?
Oh my. You poor thing. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay.
No, I get that, but it's also like he was because I know you and I both watched when he was on Kurt Metzger's mm-hmm. podcast, and he was doing like the same kind of shit where, like, yeah, on a different podcast he acts like he feels bad about it, and he was just this innocent little young comedian, and he thought it would be fun. And then he's on Legion of Skanks, and he's like just a totally different attitude.
Yeah. And then like Shane's definitely, and I don't know that this is necessarily a bad thing, but he adapts to whoever he's around.
Yeah.
And he's a different person depending on who he's around, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Like, it's not like, I don't think it's like fake or two-faced or anything. It's just, I mean, you just act different around different people, and it's not even like different, he's still the same like asshole bully, but it's like,
and it's not even just that he's around different people, he's on shows,
right?
Like, they're doing a show, so yeah,
And
Yeah. I was just gonna say it's like the or the atmosphere, the vibe of that show.
Yeah. And on both on the Burt cast he was on and on Kurt Metzger's show, it's totally different vibe than Legion of Skanks. So
yeah,
and even Rab, it's and Matt and Shane, it's understandable that he's like acts different, but
yeah,
but the whole like acting remorseful and sorry and like he felt bad on show the other on shows where people were like scolding him basically for it.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, sad about it. But then on shows where like Lewis thinks it's funny that that happened, he's going to play up like it's so funny and he's not sorry. And I don't know, which whatever, like I said, it's not a bad thing.
I think he probably does feel bad about it.
Surely he does. I mean,
because they probably didn't think that Jay was going to cry so much.
Yeah, you Jay know? Cried so much. He cried on the bonfire. Just start spreading lies now. He cried now as if we just tell the truth all the time. Everything we've ever said up until this point has been 100% true. Now we're joking.
We should have called this truthsayers.
We are truthsayers. So then Dave was done. He asked some more stupid questions probably. And then... Shane started questioning Ari, and I'm assuming Ari wrote these questions, but one of the questions was, does Burt make money off ads? And Ari said yes. And then Shane asked, does Burt love money? And Ari said yes. He shows him checks, and Ari says he rips up Burt's checks and basically trying to ruin the character of one sweet, innocent Burt Kreischer. Talking about how he makes up all the stories, which is not wrong. He does lie a lot.
He embellishes.
He embellishes. I guess we shouldn't call them lies. And then he asked, Shane asked Ari why, if Burt loves money so much, he could put a lot of ad money on the episode where this supposedly happened, where he was dosed. And Ari was like, because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, he's just lying so much. I mean, I didn't put that much detail into the notes about all this questioning. I just put like parts. Because I don't know if this is going ahead of things or whatever, but he also completely lied about the cum cookie situation.
That was my next thing too. Yeah,
he was not remotely tricked.
No,
he was warned multiple times, do not eat that.
Yeah, well, because, and this was in the, if you don't know, which I don't know how you wouldn't know, but I mean, in the early stages of Legion of Skanks, they were literally asking for their fans to send them cum cookies at one point. They were literally asking for it. And then I haven't watched that episode in a while, but I do remember that clip was on something recently, like since the pandemic has happened.
Well, it was one of the gayest moments on.
Okay, I knew it. The clip had popped up at some point, but they did. They warned them, or warned Ari. Ari.
It's okay. Ari called himself Artie in this episode, so
I heard that. I heard that, and I even said, I was like, "Did he just say Artie?"
Yeah,
he doesn't even know his own name. Been there. It's fine. I think earlier in one of our episodes, I was like, "I'm Manhands." but yeah, so the cum cookie thing, they acted like they dosed him with the cum cookie, and that's not at all what happened.
No, they literally like, Ari, do not eat that, and they were like, we don't know what's in this, don't eat it.
Yeah,
because a fan sent it to them, and they're opening their fan mail
on
the Piao box. Piao. The Piao box.
The Piao box.
Yeah, they were opening their stuff from the fans. Ari just grabs the cookies and they're like, don't eat it. And he's like, fuck you, I'm high, and starts eating it. But they literally said, we don't know what's in it.
Yeah. And
a lion's sack of shit.
And then, so speaking of the cum cookie thing and about how he was tricked, Shane at this point goes on and on and on about how you should be shot for doing that, which is another assassination clue.
More clues and evidence. If you're keeping track at home, I can go back over them when we're done because I have a whole list.
She does. She put hers in a list.
Yeah.
This is just funny to me. Whenever Shane was asking Ari questions, he turns to the jury and he says, comics and ladies. And it made me laugh so hard.
It was hilarious. Oh, I saw someone on Twitter was like complaining that I think they said all the girls on the jury, or maybe they just said all the jury members, but they were like complaining that the people on the jury weren't even like smiling at anything. And I'm like, they're laughing so much. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
They were laughing so hard. There's so many times where you can hear, it's funny too, because I like to like, because I watch all these people all the time. It's like you feel like you know these people, and like Cannon's laugh.
Yeah, it's so distinct. I'm like, oh, that got Cannon.
Yes. Yeah. There was, I can't remember what it was now, but there was something, and it got Cannon good. And
so
he was busted out laughing. I love that. I love whenever comedians make other comedians laugh. It makes me laugh. I like everybody just to be happy, okay?
We're so gay here.
I don't even remember why it's, Ari was talking about how he never got, they were talking about, does Lewis or the Legion of Skanks pay you to be a guest on Legion of Skanks? And, they were like, no, he doesn't, which whatever. It would be an honor to be on Legion of Skanks. You shouldn't have to be paid. But then, they were talking, Ari brought up that he didn't make any money from the Ari Shaffir for President shirts. And Shane was like, yeah, that's why we left Lewis's podcast merch bullshit or whatever, because Lewis is a sleazy businessman. And I was like, oh, that's too real. As if the dosing of their friend wasn't real enough. But yeah,
when the fuck did podcast merch sell Ari Shaffir President shirt? Oh, never mind. I remember.
When they all had, like, they had the pre-sale thing.
I thought he was talking about, like, the blue ones. I was like, they didn't sell that. I forgot. Never mind.
Yeah, the other ones. The ones that they did sell. But that is kind of shitty that he didn't get any money for that.
But did then he? Again. He's lying about everything.
True. Very true. I retract. Is it redact or retract? Either one. Retract. I take it back.
Retract. Redact is to like censor it out on paper, I think.
Okay. But yeah, so.
I think.
But then Ari calls Mr. What did he call him? He called him Mr. Big Oakerson at one point. And then they called him Jag Offerson. And then at one point, I think Jay was like, that one hurt too, Shane. Well, and he was like, I'm so sorry.
He said it like a few times and he was like, it's starting to hurt. But I mean, he only said it because Jay kept saying how much he looked like a jag off when he was talking while they were dosing him, like switching the beers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fine.
But so Ari calls Big Jay to the stand, and he asked Jay of all of his co-hosts, so Lewis, Dave, Dan, Ralph, and Ari, is Lewis the most trustworthy, and what did he say, honest and trustworthy, and he said no. Which that was just a setup, but you know, it's kind of what the deal is here. And then he asked Jay if he believes that Ari does Bert, and Jay said yes, he does believe that, because Jay and Bert had a victim therapy session together. And then Dave asked who slid the acid to Jay, and he said Ari, but then later he changes his statement later and says that after watching the clip, it's clear that Shane is actually the one that slides it to him. And Shane goes, "What are you doing?" It made me laugh every time Shane, like when somebody would like throw Shane under the bus, he would be like, "What are you doing here?" It made me laugh. Okay, so then at this point, Shane started talking about he was comparing the scenario of Lewis bringing the acid to someone bringing a gun to a retard or something like that.
Yeah.
And at this point, this is when Ari leaves. He leaves right here and comes back. And I don't know if this has anything to do with the assassination attempt, but he left a couple times where he left and then came back. And that was fishy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember if this was the time, like, because there was one time where he left and he was gone for a good second.
This was too early. Something else, yeah.
I think this was too early for that. This, I think he was going to get the fucking silly string, which, can we stop with the silly string? It's dangerous around the fire.
Everyone's always smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I was serious on Twitter. It could have caught on fire. I don't know if they know that. It's dangerous.
It's very flammable. Very flammable.
Can someone please inform Ari of how dangerous that is?
The sad thing is I don't think Ari gives a fuck.
You don't think he would care if he caught a friend on fire?
I don't know. After this trial, I don't know. I don't think I know Ari Shaffir at all. So then Dave calls Shane to the stand. And Shane pleads for the help of one St. Ruggies. Because he says it's the only thing that can save him now. And then side note, Ari and Lewis, they start talking about dosing Rogan with a cum with cookie.
I know. I'm like, dude, you're on trial for dosing.
You're both on trial for dosing. And you guys are on microphones. We can hear you.
Fucking goobers.
So Dave asks Shane, is this Ari's fault, basically? And Shane says, 1,000,000% this was Ari's fault. Ari did this. That's the only thing I wrote down about Art or Dave asking Shane anything. And then Ari calls Lewis to the stand. And he only had one question for him. What were you going to say?
Well, I don't know. Before that, Ari was completely blaming Shane for the dosing, and at the end of it he goes, Shane does blackface in private.
And Shane goes, hell yeah.
Yeah. It made me wonder. I was like, he's lying about everything.
He probably does. It's
a funny thing to say, but like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Here's what I picture. Here is what I picture goes. I also have another weird question. Does Shane have a home? Or does Shane just bounce around?
Oh yeah, he has an apartment in New York, and I think he lives with his parents sometimes.
I was gonna say, does he live by himself?
Because his sister's there. She's going through chemo, so it's just like a family thing, I think.
Okay, I didn't.
But he does. I think he does have, like, he has roommates in New York, I think.
But so what made me think of that was, here's what I picture happens in the Gillis household. Like the tall mirror I have in my bathroom, I feel like he just has one of those sitting on his floor, and he just sits crisscross applesauce sometimes and just paints his face in blackface.
Just alone, mm-hmm. completely alone, just for himself.
Yeah, and then probably jerks off to it. To himself in blackface.
Yeah. You know what? I think you're right.
See, this is why we need cameras in people's houses. We have to, because he could do that and I could buzz in and be like, now listen, Shane, you don't want to do that. We're watching.
Let him do it in private. Who's he hurting? If no one sees it, who does
true.
It hurt?
Very
if
true.
If there's no one there to see the blackface.
Was it really blackface?
Did it offend?
Dun, 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 dun. So Ari's one question for Lewis was, and it wasn't really a question, it was more of a demand. He said, say your first and last name only, just to make Lewis say Lewis. But he said Luis Gomez. The J, without the J, he goes full Hispanic. He said Luis Gomez. And then Dave came back with, please say your full name, middle and initial included, and won him back. He's yeah. back to Luis J. Gomez.
Fuck you, Ari.
Fuck you, Ari, you stupid rat bastard.
You dreidel bitch.
whenever Gavel McGraw called him a dreidel bitch, oh my gosh, it made me, I was like, it's just so funny to me to see him say anything mean to anyone.
Yes.
It's like
yeah.
Yes. And then at one point, he said, and by golly, and you can bleep that. Oh no.
He's the fucking cutest person.
He's so cute. Oh my God. And he and this was more towards the beginning, and I didn't write it down, but it was something that my husband and I, we kept rewinding and watching again because it was so funny. Ari was trying to talk over Gavel DeGraw. And he said, stop shouting at me. And oh my gosh, I rewound that I don't know how many times and just kept watching that over and over and over because it was so it just was one of those things that just fucking got me. Next is, for me anyways, I don't know where you're at, but for me, next is their closing statements. Do you have anything between that?
Okay. A couple of little things. Shane wore his nicest track suit and it's sick.
On the record.
It's on the record. Ari is leaving the country.
Going to Ecuador.
I hear. Interesting.
Wink, wink. Keep that in mind. Put that in your fucking clue book.
If Ari leaves the country and if he loses this, Shane becomes president. And when Ari asked Shane if Matt and Shane was the best podcast or something like that, and he said, no diggity, no doubt. I get it. I almost beat my pants.
I probably just laughed so hard. Oh my God. when he fucking turned and said, Your Honor, no diggity, no doubt. Fucking Shane. Oh God. Fucking again, goofball.
We've been criticizing him, but you cannot criticize how fucking funny he is.
He's a fucking prick ass dick bastard, but he is so
the
funny.
Funniest one of those.
He is the funniest fucking human. Just as a human. He's just so funny. No diggity, no doubt. Damn it, Gillis. You got me.
He hates you.
I don't hate him.
I think can't be mad at you.
Yeah, you're just a fucking asshole. But you know what? You're funny. And
I got dizzy.
from I'm laughing.
Dizzy.
From laughing so hard. Between that was my favorite things that happened in this entire episode was the stop shouting at me and the no diggity no doubt.
There was like a bunch of quotes at the end that I just was, it was dying. I was dying. That was one of them. You dreidel bitch.
And then whenever he corrected it immediately, because, you know, he's not this offensive guy, he said, I say that because he's wearing a dreidel. Just to clarify.
Not that, it's a bad thing. He's dressed as a dreidel.
It wasn't even Jewish related. It was just because he was wearing a dreidel. Or dressed as a dreidel, I guess.
Also, when they were saying everyone was agreeing that it was fucking awesome that they dosed Jay, and yeah. Gavel says that he thinks it's just okay.
Oh, I wish I would have wrote it down, but I didn't, and it was way earlier, like right before, I believe around the time they were talking about child rape and blackface, because Gavel DeGraw goes, maybe blackface isn't so bad. Yeah. somebody just walked by and threw acid on Ari's plate.
I saw that just
handed him acid, and enough acid to go around for everyone,
and said, are you real ass or not?
What would you do if they all just were like, you know what, fuck it, and, you know, Ari, Shane, Jay, Dave, Lewis, and Gavel all just took fucking acid right there. Just dropped acid. I would have been like, well, what the fuck is this trial for then? Also, right around this time, Shane was just going back and forth with Gavel DeGraw, and at one point he said, I hope one of your fans assassinates you. He said that to Judge Gavel. Dun, 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 dun.
First of all, not the person to say that to.
No.
Or about.
No, also, because nobody laughed, because nobody wants that to happen to him.
Yeah. But also, again, he's bringing up killing people.
By assassination.
He used the word assassination or assassinates. Huh. Interesting. What is your mind on tonight, Shane?
We brought our fucking detective hats tonight to Skank Skank's podcast. Oh, yeah. So another thing is, speaking of Shane being a fucking asshole, this episode is called Shane Gillis is a fucking prick. He turns around and Brendan Sagalow, sweet baby Brendan, was sitting front and center directly behind in the middle. And Shane goes, mentions that Sagalow had fingerless gloves on. And he was like, I think Lewis said something right whenever Shane was talking about this, because Shane goes, I would never do that. But I think he was talking to Lewis. I don't think he was talking about the fingerless gloves, but he did say something about Brennan's fingerless gloves. He's like, you're just going to let him copy you like that or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to point out, Brendan was in costume. He was Detective Judy Hobbs, or Hops, I mean, from Zootopia. Have you ever watched Zootopia?
Yeah.
The bunny rabbit, the main character. I even Googled a picture of her before we started this because I wanted to be sure. And she wears fingerless gloves. So.
That's why he was wearing a badge and bunny ears.
He was in costume.
I thought he was being a cop and being cute. I'd never put the two together.
He was Detective Judy Hopps. And then I think Feeny was the, I don't know what the other one's name is, the other like cop.
Oh, the fox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he was him.
Foley was a cop too.
And I think so was Kippy.
Yeah.
What's up with the cops, guys?
There were so many cops on the jury, which is weird. It's crazy that someone would attempt to assassinate the president with so many cops there.
So many cops present, and you're gonna try to assassinate the president? Weird.
Very weird. Okay, so this was around the time that another interesting little clue can be found. So the jury's deliberating. Did we talk about the closing statements, or do we even need to?
No, I think we're fine. We got it. It's okay. Fine.
So when the jury's deliberating, which is, you know, just being confused, not knowing what to do, and having to write down their votes or whatever on a piece of paper. But while they're busy with that, you can see Ari just disappears. He's gone for a while with no explanation as to what he was doing. He didn't go get, like, I didn't see anything that he brought back. He didn't have, it's not like he had, you know, evidence that someone else had to bring into the trial. The trial's over. He's just gone for a while.
A hot minute. And then whenever he comes back from being gone for a while, this is when he just says that he wants to change his plea after the closing statements, after the judge already has the verdict. I knew that was wrong as it was coming out. As he's holding the verdict in his hand, Ari Shaffir admits full guilt to Jay's dosing, to Bert's dosing, full guilt. And then there's the whole, they do a vote of, should we go by Ari's confession or the jury's verdict? And they voted on the jury's verdict, which was fine because Ari Shaffir was proven guilty by a court of law.
When Ari was confessing, though, it kind of cracked me up that he said, I'm sorry Jay cried like a bitch and Bert couldn't handle his shit in front of his kids.
That's what it was that made Cannon lose his shit. I remember now. It was when he said Bert couldn't handle himself. He couldn't handle his shit in front of his kids, and then Cannon fucking lost it. That's what it was.
Okay. So yeah. But,
so his big announcement, I think, was just a distraction to what was about to happen.
Right, because he stands up and faces everyone and, like, is talking directly to everyone so that all of their focus is on him and not anything going on behind them.
Across the street, perhaps.
Oh, so pretty much like a couple seconds after they announce the verdict. What very clearly happens to anyone with a brain, anyone who has fired a gun, anyone who lives in the fucking ghetto, is that there were fireworks that were set off.
So, like, when it happened, and then the stream dropped. So everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, but, like, whenever it starts going off, this has to be addressed because this was requested to be addressed too. Not everybody, but the majority of people dropped to the ground because they, you know, I think being there, I probably would have been like, holy fuck, gunshots too, because just in the moment, you're like, oh my God. And in my little country bumpkin head, I'm like, oh my God, we're in New York. We're getting shot. But then, so, like, most of the people dropped to the ground. Christina Hutchinson, is that what it is?
Yeah.
She fucking books it out of there. She's like, nope, I'm fucking out.
Smart, honestly. That's the smart reaction.
I believe Corinne Colm, I think Kevin Ryan and Chris from Brooklyn, they all, I believe it was them, they just stand up and turn around to look. They're like, what the fuck is that?
I'll be honest, I know for a fact that would be my reaction.
Yeah.
Because it, I know it would, first of all, startle the living shit out of me, because I startle so easily, but yeah. I know my next instinct is to figure out what the hell's going on. I've witnessed real shootings in real life outside, and I know that's my response. I'm looking at it going, what the hell is going on? I'm not running or hiding.
Yeah. I honestly, my reaction would have probably been Christina's reaction. Like, fuck this, I'm out of here. I don't think I would have like went to the ground. I don't think that would have been my first reaction. I probably would have ran, and if it was a real shooting, got shot. But yeah, but then right after everybody's like dropping, because I think it's Lewis, he's like, what the fuck's going on? And then the stream drops.
Yeah. And Lewis just hides behind Chris from Brooklyn.
Somebody tweeted about that. They were like, who's the real ass dudes that didn't go to the ground or whatever? And I started to quote tweet it, but then I was like, no, I'm gonna save it for the podcast, because I started to be like, the man has a family.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I was making fun of it because I know that no one got shot.
Right,
so I'll make fun of it, so I don't mind making fun of him. But everyone who ducked and got down did the right thing when they didn't know what was, if they didn't know what was happening. Right.
If you don't know what's going on, that's what you should do.
You do hide behind someone else. I mean, that's the thing to do.
Also, Shane and Big J, they also, I don't think, got down. They just like turned around and looked. But of course, Shane probably knew this was going to happen. Maybe.
Of course he did.
And Jay, I don't know. I'm wondering, I know it was a planned thing, and I know Ari knew, obviously. And I have a very large feeling, that's not right, but Shane knew because of all the clues that we discovered. But then I'm curious, was it just them that knew? Did everybody know?
Well,
I
almost wonder if like the hosts and the producers knew, and that was the plan for like the show, because someone pointed out when I was making fun of Lewis for his reaction versus like Colm's reaction, someone said that's just Lewis's bad acting.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also see that Ari was acting.
Mm-hmm.
He like reacted, and then it looked like he went to, when there weren't any shots, then he like overacted, like he fell on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of seemed like a lot of them were acting, and then like maybe Lewis and Jay, or Jay and Shane, just like couldn't be bothered to really act.
Yeah, but they're like, fucking take me.
And try it. The fact that the stream cut so fast, I think that was just like the plan of how to end the show.
I do too, which is stupid, because, and I don't know if I should talk about this on here or not, but there's a new, okay, so everybody knows that the Legion of Skanks Reddit was banned, and then so then Discord is a thing now. I mean, I get, not now, but again, or whatever. And I don't know shit about Discord. I'm a grandmother. I don't know you kids in your chat rooms and your forums. And I barely understood Reddit. But people in, there was a person in the Discord who was saying, he said he was there, and he said that they still spun the wheel after everything, and Ari landed on Cum Cookie. But I haven't heard, I mean, maybe they'll talk about it on Wrap tomorrow, but I don't know.
Well, now I don't know if that person is telling the truth or not,
right?
Because there are just a bunch of liars around here, but
mm-hmm.
Here being Skanconia. But I watched Lewis's Twitch stream, mm-hmm. and all of the chat, every time anyone came into it, the only thing they said or wanted to know was what the hell happened last night. And Lewis is sticking to this bit that Ari was shot, and he was saying, he was like, if it's fake and Ari was faking his death, which I don't think he would do, but if he was faking his death, then when he comes back to the country or whatever, he's gonna spin the wheel and he's gonna do a punishment.
Okay, well, I didn't see his twitch, but
I think that's what he said.
But I also know that he went live the next morning on Periscope, and the title of it was about last night's episode or something like that. But he made it to where you couldn't watch it after it was live, because I tried to, and it was saying that it was unavailable. This, it didn't exist anymore. So I don't
That's
know.
That's gay.
Yeah. Oh, but even so, then so the stand, everybody's freaking out, of course, because everyone's like, oh my god, Ari got shot. Well, then the stand tweeted, supposedly the stand tweeted, damn, Ari got shot, and everyone's like, oh my god, the stand tweeted it, it's real. If they if somebody got shot at your venue,
why
first
would
of
you
all
tweet that?
You're probably not gonna say anything for a while, and you're definitely not gonna start it out with damn, Ari
and
got
that's
shot.
All you say. Damn, yeah. Ari got shot. Not like there was an incident.
Yeah.
And like, and none of the comedians who are there are a bit sad. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's just back to their normal shit immediately. It's like,
yeah.
I just, and it amazes me that there are people out there being like, oh my god, did Ari really get shot? Like, what?
Let's be fucking real here, okay?
I know a lot of people think it's hilarious to say that Ari got shot, but I think it's, I mean, I guess it's funny in that people are dumb enough to believe it.
The fact that nobody's come out and talked about it should be your biggest fucking clue that it's not real. The fact that nobody has been like, I mean, other than Lewis is like, yeah, he got shot. But, like, Jay would say something if Ari was shot. And
I mean, when Jay got yanked off the stage, everyone was talking about it immediately. Mm-hmm.
Immediately. You can't fucking fool us, you pieces of shit.
It's so stupid.
It's insane.
It's so stupid.
There was like, and of course there's always the people that were like, there was a couple of people going around Twitter replying to everybody that was talking about it. It was like, I was there, the shooter's still at large.
Well,
and
because
like, all this,
they probably told everyone who was there, like, just go with it.
And then there was even people like DMing and was like, just go along with it, just go along with it. And it's
but
like,
I was like, I can't because there are people who like, never mind about that. But there were certain people who were like really upset and worried and like emotionally disturbed by it. And I'm like, I'm gonna ruin the bit, you guys. I'm gonna ruin it because that's sad. Like, there's people freaking out, like, virgin tears, like, what the hell's going on? I'm gonna tell them. It's fine.
It's okay. There were so many people too that DM'd me that, and still even today I was getting DMs from people being like, what the fuck happened on Legion of Skanks last night? As if I just have this insider fucking
well, we know. We have eyes.
Yeah, I was other than I saw the same shit you guys saw. But like, I'm not retarded, so
I mean, we're retarded, but like, not that kind of retarded.
I saw and there's so many, like, those didn't even look, first of all, there was nobody even standing over there. If you watch the I mean, there's people, of course, because it's New York.
But there's
people
like
everywhere.
There's like a temporary like little fence or wall or whatever, and it was on the other side of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on the other side of it.
Yeah. I want to go back. And I guess I should
look at how many people are in between Ari and where that was originating from. Yeah. Like, if anyone were to get shot, it would be one of the audience members or Christina Hutchinson. She was like directly in the line of it.
Yeah, I was going to say her or Cannon, because they were like right in the line of where the bullets would have went if they were aiming for Ari and got Ari. It would have had to go through them to get to Ari.
Yeah. And also, just that's not what it looks like when someone fires a gun.
No.
It's not that sparkly, and there's not that much smoke.
Yeah, that was another thing that everybody was talking about was, there was a lot of replies to the Stan's tweet about Ari, and they were like, with what? A fucking musket?
Yeah.
Because of all the smoke.
Initially, I was like, it's either fireworks, it could have possibly been a flashbang. I don't know. And I was like, maybe that could have fucked up some of the equipment, and that's why the stream ended or whatever. But it looked like and sounded like fireworks.
Yeah. So let's go. You have your list of all the things.
Yeah. I've discovered some that I didn't even think of actually while we were doing this. So they're not on my list. But so from beginning of the episode to the end, there are so many clues about what's going to happen.
Yes.
First, Ari and Shane mysteriously switch seats so that Ari is on the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect seating for someone who needs to get up and go make evil plans.
And pretend to fall on the floor.
Have room to fall on the floor.
Yeah. When asked why they were changing seats, Shane flat out fucking said they were planning things.
Ow. Sorry. I got tangled.
You wouldn't need to switch seats for anything that they were planning in the trial.
Right.
Period. Shane alluded to or directly spoke about people being shot when he said, you should be shot for that. He said, I hope one of your fans assassinates you. He brings up assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have right towards the end, very, very close to when the fireworks went off, you have Ari not announcing what he's doing or that he's leaving for any reason whatsoever. He's just gone for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And came back with nothing, so it's not like he went and got a drink or whatever.
He didn't say, oh, I gotta pee.
He
was just
gone. And even if he did have to pee that bad or any, like if he had to pee, the show's almost over. Why don't you just wait a few minutes and the show's over, right? So
In closing, I just want to say, Shane, be cool. You gave it away so hard.
This episode is dedicated to Shane Gillis. A couple things. Be cool. Another thing. Stop being so mean.
Be cool, but stop trying to be Mr. Cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're being a little bit of a try hard, Shane. Oh, but overall, my last thing I wrote, it just says, ouch, you can't see that, it just says ending with a bang.
Oh god. It was a really good episode.
It was really good.
Legion of Skanks.
Yes. This was an okay episode of Skanks Gakes, but it was a phenomenal episode of Legion of Skanks.
I don't mean to shit on us ourselves or toot our own horn. I'm just saying it was a really good episode of Legion of Skanks. It was very fun. I loved seeing Dave like really get into it.
I love that. That was my favorite.
He was smiling a lot.
Yes. And any time that Sal's cousin Gavel is on is a good one. True. And there was just so many times that I like Shane was just coming for Gavel, and I was just like, dude, just sit the fuck down, show some respect. There was at one point where he started chanting True TV, and Gavel was just like, no,
he didn't. he was chanting Jew TV.
Oh, I thought he was chanting True TV. I didn't even hear
it. It was supposed to be like True TV, but he was saying Jew TV, and Sal was like, uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I liked that Sal was Gavel, sorry, was putting Shane in his place.
Yeah, I did too. And at one point he was like, I mean, you're a nice guy, but oh damn it. No. I love that. I love that. Because Gavel just, he was like, uh-uh. You're not bullying me, motherfucker.
Not having it.
I love when people stand up for themselves.
Yes. Yeah, but I feel like Shane needs a reality check sometimes.
I think a lot of it too is sometimes he just gets drunk and he is that person. Like, he's that person sober, and then he gets drunk and he's like, oh, this is funny. People like this.
Yeah.
It's funny.
If anyone understands, like, behaving differently when you're drunk and getting rowdy, I understand it. So I... Yeah. Yeah. Whenever he says he had whatever number of beers and thought he was Mr. Cool, I'm like, you know what? I get it. But it sucks. So fucking chill. Chill.
I will say, it's funny when him and Lewis have that like bully back and forth to each other. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. And it's not even that it's not funny when he does it, but it's also whenever that's his whole persona for the whole episode. That's whenever I'm like, okay, we get it. You're mean.
Yeah.
We get it. You're cool. Anyways, I'll stop bitching about Shane now.
But we love Shane still.
We do. We love Shane. We love everyone involved. One of the funniest
people on earth, I swear. We love him.
Yes. We talk shit, but you know, who are we? It's fine.
It's always someone. There has to be one person on each episode that we just entirely shit on, and at least one person we're completely in love with.
Yes.
It's just, it changes every time.
Yeah. We're women. That's what we do, okay? Oh my gosh. But yeah, it was a really good episode. I enjoyed it. I guess, so does that mean Shane's the president now since Ari's dead?
Yeah.
So that's probably gonna suck for a while.
Yeah, but he's not even gonna do anything.
I know. If he does anything, it's just gonna be something mean. But no, you know, it's fine. You people voted for this. This is what you wanted.
Well, are we done here?
I think we are. I think this was a good one.
I hope so.
Everybody, like, comment, subscribe. Do all those things. If you're listening to this, you're probably already subscribed.
Tell people.
Tell your, who did we say last time? Your mom? Yeah. Tell your uncle.
Yeah.
We don't know how to end podcasts. So.
No, we don't. But also, like, if you are going to tell people, or if you do think that this is a wonderful podcast and you liked the episode, you know, you could try saying that publicly instead of in private.
The amount of fucking DMs, the amount of DMs I get from you fucking sneaky ass pussies.
Tweet at us.
Tweet it. publicly. We'll retweet it. You might get like 8 likes or something on it.
You don't have to be ashamed.
No, it's we're the number 2 podcast in the world. It's okay. You can like it publicly.
Yeah. Everyone does. Okay. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a nice life. Bye.
Bye.